Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Rosalyn Pogue, Student Employment Administrator with the Office of Career Connections at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and Ben Aston, student worker and works as well at the Office of Career Connections. Thank you for joining us. Rosalyn, the National Student Employment Week, 75th anniversary nationally. How did this come about, and what is the event actually, what all does it involve?
Okay, well, actually, Student Employment Week actually started through the National Association of Student Employers Association. And what they do is they set aside a week every year to celebrate our student workers for their invaluable services that they offer to universities and even the communities as well. And they're celebrating the 75th anniversary because it kind of really dates back to the days of Franklin Roosevelt when he started the work programs, and college students were hired into these work programs. And so it really didn't become official until the Higher Education Act of 1965 that President Lyndon Johnson signed into law, which that was the financial aid program. And part of that was the Federal Work Study Program. So it's been celebrated nationally by this association. However, this is ULM's first time to actually join in that celebration. And Dr. Cofer signed a proclamation that in conjunction with National Student Employment Week, we also are calling it the ULM Student Employment Week. So we're very, very excited about this. We're just really happy in telling our students, thank you.
And events and recognition that are planned for the upcoming week, correct?
Yes. Two things that we are planning was that, number one, on Tuesday, April 13th, the Career Connections office is actually sponsoring an open house reception from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in our office, which is in Library 302. Dr. Cofer is going to come and visit and during that time, and he is going to just visit with the students and tell them thank you. And this is our way of saying thank you to university-wide. We're going to have food, refreshments. We're going to give away nice door prizes. And also, we've had a lot of area restaurants that have just really opened their hearts, I guess, if you want to say that, and have given us donations like free food coupons that I know I was a student once. Anything free is wonderful. And so we'll have that available too. And then also the departments are going to do something special with their student workers. They're going to have a little celebration that week as well. So those are some of the activities we've got planned.
With the areas of employment, obviously a lot covered on campus, but also off campus as well.
Absolutely. You know, in addition to our on-campus students, we also have students involved in community service, which is part of our federal work-study program. We have several of our work-study students working closely with the Boys and Girls Club of America, of Ouachita Parish. And then we actually have a student worker at the March of Dimes. So that is part of that work-study program, is to be involved with the community because they learn so much in working with people. And also with our on-campus students, they're learning the same thing as well. They're learning how to develop their professional skills. They're learning how to work with people. They're learning how to be responsible because all of this is going to teach them so when they actually graduate and actually start applying for full-time employment, those are important aspects that they're learning in order to help them achieve a job, full-time job.
Well, Ben, you've been employed on campus. How long have you been employed with the university?
This is actually my second semester. I started in fall of 2009. It is probably my favorite job so far.
Well, tell us a little bit, because I guess with working on campus and you learn to use those expenses and taking care of things, whether it be, you know, personal or college expenses through your employment experience.
The federal work study gives us minimum wage, so it's great because it's on campus. I don't have to commute to work. I can just walk back and forth to class. But with expenses, I mean, it helps out with school supplies, other things that financial aid doesn't pick up. But
what have you learned with your experience as far as what you can apply to your future career by the employment?
Definitely punctuality and responsibility. I have to wake up at earlier hours than class. But the best thing is being on time, always.
Learning the work routine, I guess you could say.
Oh, yes.
Speaking with Rosalyn Pogue and Ben Aston, National Student Employment Week that is upcoming here at ULM. Rosalyn, what responses do you get from the employers and those who employ students on campus? What kind of responses do you get about the experience that they have and the value of having the students come in to learn about different occupations?
It's been very, very positive. Very positive, because there are so many students that are very dependable, that can help run an office. You know, because in offices, or even in outside employment, several of our area businesses that hire our student workers, what happens is that they have other projects or big things that they have to take care of. With the student workers, they can help actually hire them, and they can help them run the day-to-day operations, things that are important to keep your business going, but at the same time, they're not able to because they've got to focus to the future. So I know as part of our job location development program, in which we actually work with area businesses, we advertise their businesses on our website, on our Career Connections website. It helps them try to find that right student or that right person for a part-time job, or if it's a full-time job. And so it's been very, very positive. We kind of bridge that gap is really what we're doing.
And of course, it gives students as well the possibility of, you know, full-time employment afterwards, I'm sure.
Exactly. And we want to also tell our employers that hire our students, we want to say thank you for supporting our university and our students. And if you have a ULM student that you are currently employing, tell them thank you for National Student Employment Week.
It's just that easy. Coming up next week, and of course, activities happening here on campus. Rosalind Pogue, Ben Aston, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
And a number or a website they can find out more information about the Employment Week coming up?
Yes, they can go to www.ulm.edu. And then if you see the Quickly link, you can find Career Connections, and you can pull up our website, or you can call 342-5338 for more information.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.